This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Greene.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. This is one of those news stories that leaves your jaw on the floor. An incredible story in Cleveland. Three women who were kidnapped a decade ago have been found alive in a house not far from where they disappeared.
For Amanda's family, for Gina's family, for Michelle's family, prayers have finally been answered. The nightmare is over.
That's Stephen Anthony, special agent in charge of the FBI's Cleveland office, at a news conference that wrapped up earlier this morning. Reporter Brian Bull of our member station WCPN in Cleveland was there. Brian, good morning.
Good morning to you, Steve.
Would you remind us how it is that these women were discovered?
It's a very remarkable tale of survival, and it was almost completely under the radar until about 6 o'clock last night, when a neighbor on Seymour Avenue here on Cleveland's west side was coming back from work, he said, and when he looked over to the neighbor's house, he saw a young woman pleading for help from the front door of the house, and she was trying to get through the door, but apparently it was rigged in such a way that he could only, like, slip a few fingers through the crack. So he ran over, and he began helping her pry off, I believe, part of the bottom of the door. It was aluminum and bent easily. She was then able to crawl out, and she fled to his house, where she immediately called 911 to alert police that she had escaped.
Help me, I'm Amanda Berry.
You need police, fire, or ambulance?
I need police.
Okay, and what's going on there?
I've been kidnapped, and I've been missing for 10 years, and I'm here. I'm free now.
Police arrived within 2 minutes, and the owner of the house, Ariel Castro, a 52-year-old bus driver for Cleveland Public Schools, apparently had fled, but police were able to track him down at a nearby McDonald's.
The amazing thing, Brian Bull, about that clip is the 911 operator saying, do you need police, fire, or ambulance? Well, what do you need when you've just gotten out after a decade of kidnapping? I mean, there's no manual for this. What condition are the women in?
Remarkably, they're in good health. They were taken to a local hospital, Metro Health Medical, and they were reported all in good condition. One of the local police captains said that they certainly needed a good meal, but for being in captivity, all three of them, for roughly a decade, they were in reasonably good health. Of course, we don't know yet exactly what these women endured inside that house for again, about 10 years. If they underwent any type of torture or any type of abuse. But at this point, they have been released as of this morning back to their families and their homes across Cleveland, and obviously taking in a lot of love and support at this moment.
And, of course, there was a child in the house as well. Who's in custody for this kidnapping?
Who's in custody? We have the owner of the house, Ariel Castro, as I mentioned earlier. His two brothers have also been taken into custody, Pedro and O'Neill. The three men remain in custody. Authorities said at today's conference that they will be subjected to interviews and to find out exactly what was happening within the house. And also the Cleveland authorities are mandated within 36 hours to press charges. So charges have not been yet announced, but they are being worked on.
Brian, we just got a few seconds left, 10 or 20 seconds, but you were just listening to this news conference. You've been covering this story for hours. Is there something you learned that gave you new insight on what's been happening here?
Right at this point, they've identified one of the child. There was some debate as to whether it was one child or several who fled the house last night. Apparently, it is one child, 6 years old, and the police believe it belongs to Amanda Berry.
Okay. Brian, thanks very much.
You're welcome.
That's Brian Bull of member station WCPN in Cleveland telling us about the rescue of three women missing in that city for a decade.